I am being drawn to you because of the light. I have never seen so much light from so few people.
Oh, that's nice of you to tell us that.
I was waiting by the side, watching to see what was happening. But the light was so bright, it drew me forward, and I had to come to tell you how much pleasure it gives me to see a light so bright and with so many colors.
Well, how very nice of you to comment on it and describe it to us. Thank you.
I do not normally come forward, but on this occasion the draw was too great to resist.
Well, you're most welcome.
Were you there on other evenings when we sit together in the background helping?
I have been known to sit and watch. But can I just say that it is purely to watch, and I do not help in any way. I have in the past done work with those on the earth plane, but I have taken upon myself to help those who come over, and not whilst they are still living. But once you have been in a type of work, it is quite difficult not to be drawn back. And this is why I watch to see what is going on, but not to interfere.
I see. Well, I'm glad you interfered tonight.
Well, I am most grateful for your words, but I do not intend to interfere this evening either, just to let you know what great joy I had in seeing the harmonious light around you all.
Well, you must give great joy to people yourself. If you're a ferryman between worlds, is that a fair description? Your usual job?
I suppose you could word it like that. But I just do my job and don't think what title I should have. But yes, if you are going to put words like that to my work, yes, you could say that.
Yes, well, a very useful role. Very much needed, I imagine.
I would say that it certainly does help many. And for me, I feel this is a more worthwhile occupation than when I used to visit the earth plane. It sometimes is a little disappointing when you try to influence those and they are reluctant to take any notice.
Yes.
So I suppose you could say in your wording that I chickened out and I prefer once they have come over then I can work much better with them.
I'm sure there's a lot in need.
There are so many who are so reluctant to acknowledge what has happened. But in a spirit there is much time and there is no pressure to try and achieve any goals, if you like to say. So I can work slowly with these that come over, and for many, I will not say all, but for many I am able to help them on their way. Whereas when I came onto the earth plane, it was always for me a battle to try and achieve something before the final breath was taken. And I feel that perhaps I was not the right person for that particular role.
Well, there's quite a number on the earth at the moment that are in political circles or are indulging in some warring activity, and we would dearly like to influence those, but it's very, very difficult.
Yes. There are many problems to overcome, and each has its own place. So, all I can say to you is that all good thoughts never go wasted. So, this is all we can achieve at a time given. There are, of course, others who can influence more, but as you know, you cannot change the fate of those who are destined for a certain direction. And although we perhaps in spirit can see what the outcome is going to be, nonetheless, you cannot put them on a pathway that is not destined for them. So, you who are still on the earth plane, you cannot do more than give out your best thoughts.
Yes, and as you say, every thought is important.
And
every good thought.
Every good thought. Any thought. But the good thoughts are, of course, more welcome. Never go wasted.
And that in itself is a very good thought.
Thank you for that. So, I came and said I would not interfere. So I will now take my leave and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you and in the process to enjoy the light that fills this room.
Well, we're very pleased that you came forward and
yes.
Thank you for sharing your words with us.
And especially the lights in the room, thank you.
And thank you for your time with me.
Are you being from another planet? If you are, you're very, very welcome.
It is. My pleasure to come to see you.
Equally, it is our pleasure to receive you.
It is very hot here.
Being here with us now, it's making you hot.
I think your planet is much hotter than ours.
I see.
I see.
And the
it's a little bit difficult for you.
I am feeling very stretched upwards because I think the atmosphere is pulling me upwards, but I feel if I can just adjust a little, I...
Please take your time, and we appreciate the there must be great difficulties in experiencing different conditions.
Let us know if we can make you feel any more comfortable.
Yes, I'm just going to put my hand on the lady's back that you're using, just to see if it will help. We could have some help from spirit. Maybe that will help you.
That is much better.
That's good.
to feel I would be stretched out of all recognition. Yes, that is much more comfortable.
Let it tell you where you come from and so on in your own good time.
I have come from a planet known by your friend Bonyol. And he has asked me to make contact with you. Because he has not yet been able to come back to you. And he wishes for the interest to remain vivid. So that is why I have come to you.
Well, for us it's absolutely fascinating that you can travel this way.
Yes, we have much enjoyed Boniol's visits to us and our discussions. So you also have exchanged with Boniol.
We have much contact with the planet you call Era.
Yes, wonderful.
And we are quite similar to those beings.
I see.
But we do not visit in person, but just through thought.
Yeah.
Yes. Is it possible to give us a name for your planet and yourself?
I can indeed give you the name of our planet. Our planet, which is much smaller than planet Era, is called planet Glom.
Planet Glom.
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 Glom. Yes.
In our language, Glom means small but important. And the reason why we have the important part is because we are what you might call the central nervous system of many, even smaller planets that surround us.
Fascinating.
We are used as a base for these smaller planets, who in turn receive information like an echo. No sooner has their question or their need been received by us than they receive a reply. It is as if these planets were on antennae from our planet. They are part of our planet, but they are not attached. There is very much communication with all of these planets, and we feel as one with them. But they do not visit us, and we do not visit them. But we know each other intimately.
Fascinating.
We have one, as you might call it, mind, which is separated by these separate planets. When the information is needed, it is as if it were their own minds working. But no, their mind comes to us and is sent back again.
Wonderful. Do you operate in a similar way to Boniol? Do you have a support team on your planet?
There are many of us who are as one. We do not have any who are greater or less than another. We are all of the same. We do not use our physical bodies to promote any sign of greatness, but the mind works together.
Wonderful. Do you have individual names, or do you blend as one?
We do indeed have individual names, but the minds are joined.
Yes.
So, if you wish to look at each individual, you can do so. But if you wish to use the mind of one, you will be using the mind of all.
Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. May we have your name, please? Is that appropriate?
You can have my name if you wish. But if ever you are to contact us again, you need only mention the name Glom.
Glom.
Because we are all one.
Yes.
So in speaking to one, you will be speaking to all.
Yes, I understand.
So, I cannot say that there are not individuals. There are beings, but not as you know them. Not as you have here, where the mind can be blended with another, but they do not work totally in harmony with one another.
Yes.
But this is something that we have learnt to do. To be a complete being of many parts.
Yes. Mm. Yes, I understand the mind part. Do you have separate physical bodies on your planet?
Yes, we do.
Yes, I understand.
The beings are there, but the mind thought process is as one.
Yes. Yes, I understand. They're all the beings are united as one mind.
Is this something that's evolved over a long period of time? So, in your past, did you have others who were not in harmony with each other?
The ones who are on the even smaller planets, they are the ones who are working towards this united mind process. But they are the ones who have not quite achieved what we have on our planet. I would say, although I am not quite sure, but I believe this is something that has evolved over a very long period. I have never known any different, and as far back as I have word, no one else has ever known any different. So I can only assume that the process has taken a very long time.
You must have, with all those minds in harmony, I would imagine you are able to utilize that mind power to tremendous effect.
We indeed do, but we can only help those who wish to be helped. And on our planet, we have no need to change much, because we work so well in harmony with one another. So the use of our single mind thought is put to best effect, helping those smaller planets that surround us. And in time, we hope that they too will join in the complete harmony that exists with us.
It sounds a wonderful stage to have reached. are wonderful. And can you tell us a little more of your physical being basis? Take physical food and live in a similar way to ourselves?
We do indeed eat, but we only eat what we grow. We do not have animals on our planet. And therefore, our diet is completely vegetation.
Yes. Yes, I understand. And would I be right in thinking, we obviously know before this evening knew nothing of yourselves. Would I be right in thinking that you have observed our planet and know something of us?
We have joined with our good friends on planet Era and have listened in to your meetings.
Oh, wonderful.
And that is why we were asked to visit this time, because we are aware of you and how you exist. It is most interesting for us to see how you are working, and we are sometimes a little surprised and amused by your goings on.
Sure. I'm sure you must be.
But, yes, we do feel a great warmth for this group, because we almost feel as if we know you already.
It's very kind of you to say that.
Well, this is a wonderful evening for us. We're so pleased that you've come through. And we were aware on certain of Boniol's visits that others joined him. But I don't think there was any mention of planet Gomon. Nevertheless, we are delighted that you have been involved in those visits, and it's a great joy for us to learn more about this universe in which we live. And
we've got a lot to learn.
I feel really that I should be apologizing for how we go on this planet Earth.
Yes, we have.
We're very much a mixture.
We could do with a bit of your harmony.
But it's very frustrating that we really can't talk to many people about your visit. That is very frustrating, because they just would not understand.
Well, that is partly why I have come, to let you know how other planets exist. And although you may not be able to discuss this with others, you can dwell on it yourself.
Yes.
And do not forget. You have that powerful mind. You do not need to speak.
All of the Boniol exchanges have been recorded, and we've written them into a book which is in the process of being published at this moment. And your speech this evening is a wonderful addition to that. So we're doing our best to get everything known around the planet here.
I am happy to know that you feel you are able to include our planet also in your writings.
Yes, we shall certainly do that.
Mm. And may I clarify to you about our involvement with the meetings with you. We, of course, do not sit in at the meetings as do those on planet Era. But we are able to use the minds of those who are involved, which is relayed to us. And in that way, we are participants.
Wonderful.
But
yes.
Not in the physical form.
Yeah.
Yes, we were aware that Boniol has a support team of about 60 individuals, and with the mind, these 60 have been involved, I know. But you also have been involved in the mind link. Wonderful. That is wonderful news for us.
Well, let me tell you, it was wonderful news for us too, because any new information is always of interest, and especially when it is of a planet so very, very different to ours.
Yes, it's certainly different. Might I ask, do you know and are you aware of Selumet?
I personally am aware of this being, but I do not have any of his information.
I merely ask because I think Selumet was instrumental in making the Boniol link, or helping towards the link in the first place.
That is as far as I am aware of this one. Mm. I know he was involved, but I do not know anything more about him. Mm. I am sure that if we were to tap in to the one you call Paul, we could indeed get all information. But we are at present in so harmonious situation in all aspects of our planet that we feel that perhaps the information you are being given is directed more to planet Earth than to our planet.
Yes.
And that is not to say that we cannot learn from this one, but the thought is that this one is for use on the planet Earth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you've got different lessons. Would you describe Glom as a learning planet?
It sounds as if Glom has already learned.
I think we could say that although we possibly, and perhaps I should say surely, can learn our main task is to teach those smaller planets around us.
Yes, and of course that is Salimet's mission to endeavor to influence this planet Earth. I'm sure you're right in that Salimet's purpose is to influence Earth planet for the better.
We are all given a task to do, and our task is a combined effort for those around us. And perhaps our learning is to work as one. So...
Yes, that would make sense, wouldn't it, eventually? I think it would advance beyond us.
We are indeed quite different in our approach to life.
Yes.
Oneness, we sort of, I think we have a deep understanding. It's not very conscious, but we have on a certain level, there is the feeling that we are all one.
Yes.
And we are all the same in lots of ways, but unfortunately it doesn't come out enough in our daily life. So yeah, you've got a very good stage of oneness in your planet. Can I just clarify, did you say that you are, broadly speaking, of a humanoid sort of form?
We are quite similar to the Boniol people. And we do have a head. We do have arms. And we do have legs.
Right.
But all these physical limbs are so rarely used, because if we wish to move from one place to another, we can do this with our minds. We do not have to use the physical being.
Right.
We can use it. But we do not have to.
You can transport the physical body using the mind. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
So could you, in theory, materialize yourselves on us in your physical bodies?
In theory, we could indeed do this. But I do not think that will happen. Not yet, at least. But yes, it would be possible.
Hmm. Oh, wonderful. Do you have families?
We do have families. We have groups of people who live together, and they act as one big family. We do not have, as you do, couples. We live in what you might call communes.
Yes.
And we are able to create new beings via the giving of spirit to another and create within that spirit new spirit that forms into another being.
Mm, wonderful. Yes.
This is the choice of the one being created can choose from whichever commune it wishes to belong to. Each commune has a slightly different purpose. Each commune provides one aspect of what is needed to keep the physical being alive. So, whatever that spirit decides it wishes to grow, it joins that commune. And once you have decided upon your commune, you stay there for the duration of your life on that planet. But, of course, we all work together in a spirit. So, this is the physical side of our planet. But the spiritual side is as one.
Yes. Well, that's...
I hope I have made that clear to you.
Yes, that is a wonderful education for us to know that such a system exists.
Mm.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, it's a whole new world, literally.
Yes.
Sounds like a...
Do you understand how...
Wonderful world.
we have reproduced other beings, you know, to understand our reproduction.
Yes, and we have to smile that you need so much effort to produce one more.
Yes. But the spirit has already chosen to come to that particular couple. We do understand that.
Yes.
Not a lot of us do, but we do.
Yes. That is...
Your sound is much more simple.
Where we have a little similarity in as much as the spirit decides.
Yes.
And like everyone else, you recognize the one creative principle in the universe. Perhaps you have a different name.
I am sorry, I do not understand what you are trying to say.
Each planet seems to recognize the one creative principle in the universe that some call God. Different cultures have different names for the creative spirit of the universe.
Yes, we very much recognize this creative spirit, as you call it. And for us, we call this God the core.
The core.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah. The source, it's like.
The source.
Yes, I guess we all have our different names, but we all mean the same thing.
We should try and picture where you are, but I'm sure we're nowhere near the real thing.
Well, firstly, I think you need to pretend that you are in a refrigerator.
Yes.
And that will be a good start. But I have to say that I feel most comfortable here now.
Oh, good.
Good.
And I have very much enjoyed my visit with you.
Oh, we've certainly enjoyed your visit to us.
Will you be able to come again?
It's just wonderful. And yes, please. Please do come and visit whenever you wish.
That is most kind of you. But I think possibly we will not be coming back too soon, because I think Boniol has other ideas for you.
Yes, he did say he would introduce us to other people on other planets. So you're the first of a few more, we hope.
Well, I have been most impressed by you all. And I only wish that all of you on this planet could be so understanding.
Yes, well, we all wish that we could talk to others about it. But,
well, certainly.
The project we have discussed with Boniol is, Boniol and his team were going to endeavor to do a materialization of an object pertaining to his planet Era and materialize it here on the Earth. And if this can be done, then it will help us to draw attention and grab people's interest in what is happening. Perhaps that's one of Bonnell's further ideas that he has.
But having said that we would find it difficult for other people to understand that we even tried to tell, there are groups of people on our planet, well, as I'm sure perhaps you know, that really do understand and are interested.
When you have a young planet, you always get a variety of beings. And it is this variety that helps you to grow. You would not grow if you did not have so many different ideas.
These are wise words.
So, sometimes the beings on the planet do not help, but many, many do, even though it is difficult to see at the time.
Yes.
So, as long as you are making some progress, this can only be good.
Yes, things take time, it's very slow, but we should get there one day.
It's a good journey, getting there.
And on the subject of journeys, I think I will return. But thank you again for your time. And I have been most delighted to be with you.
Well, we're very delighted to have you.
Thank you.
We share in that delight. It's been a wonderful evening for us. Thank you so much for taking. I don't know how difficult it was for you to come along, but it's a wonderful occasion for us. Thank you so much.
Send a bit of our Earth's love back to Glom.
Thank you. And I can tell you, the journey was no problem. The landing was harder. So now I will leave you and will take with me the very fond feelings I have received from you this evening.
Well, thank you, our dear friend. Or should I say friends?
Yes, we're very, very grateful for your visit.
Yeah. Love goes with you.